What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to day 29 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is entitled, The Gatekeeper. John 14:6 says, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Today's text is from John 10:1-6. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to him. Some thoughts on today's reading. Jesus shares a great analogy of himself as the shepherd for his sheep. A shepherd has a tremendous responsibility to protect and provide for his sheep. In the Life Application Commentary, Bruce Barton offers excellent insight into the shepherd's care of his sheep as follows. In verses 1 through 2, we see that, at night, the shepherd often would gather the sheep into a fold to protect them from thieves or wild animals. The sheepfolds were caves or open areas surrounded by walls made of stones or branches 8 to 10 feet high. Sometimes the top of the wall was lined with thorns to further discourage predators and thieves. The fold's single entrance made it easier for a shepherd to guard his flock. Often, several shepherds used a single fold and took turns guarding the entrance. In towns where many people each owned a few sheep, the combined herd was watched over by a shepherd. Mingling the animals was no problem since each flock responded readily to its own shepherd's voice. The gate, also translated as door, is the main entrance. Jesus explained that anyone who tried to get in any other way besides going through the gate would be a thief and a bandit. That person would be up to no good. Most likely, this gate represents the position of Messiah, because Jesus went on to say, the one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. Only the shepherd has the right to enter the sheepfold and call his own sheep out to follow him. In verses 3 through 6, we see that when the shepherd arrived, he would call his sheep. Because sheep recognize the voice of their shepherd, they come and follow him out to pasture. The shepherd was also the gate or the door for the sheep, which, in the illustration, meant Jesus is the way to eternal life, the way into the kingdom of God. Charles Swindoll describes the scenario of multiple shepherds calling their sheep by name. Shepherds frequently worked together and even shared the same enclosure during the night. The following morning, they could separate the flocks simply by calling them in opposite directions. H.B. Morton watched this firsthand during his travels in Israel back in 1934, saying, Early one morning, I saw an extraordinary sight not far from Bethlehem. Two shepherds had evidently spent the night with their flocks in a cave. The sheep were all mixed together, and the time had come for the shepherds to go in different directions. One of the shepherds stood some distance from the sheep and began to call. First one, then another, then four or five animals ran toward him, and so on until he had counted his whole flock. Jesus declares that he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. See verse 3 of our passage. John Phillips further explains this analogy as follows. The coloring of the parable is still that of a Palestinian shepherd in olden times. He did not round up his flock by sending a sheepdog to bark at their heels. He called his sheep by name. He did not drive them. He led them. He went before them, and they followed him because they knew him and trusted him. They recognized him, and he recognized them. He called them by name. There is a beautiful truth in that. We all like to be called by our names. The high priest carried the names of the tribes in the onyx stones on his shoulders. He carried them in the precious stones of the breastplate on his heart. He carried them in the place of strength and in the place of sympathy. He carried them into the presence of God. How wonderful to know that our high priest, the great shepherd of the sheep, knows each of his own by name, that he upholds us as individuals in strength and sympathy in the presence of God. He does not forget even the least of us. Cherish the thought today that Jesus is the gatekeeper who knows his sheep and calls them out by name. Some questions about today's reading. What distracts you from hearing the voice of the Lord, your shepherd? What does it say about the Lord's character that he knows you by name? How do you view Jesus as the gatekeeper, and what does his position signify about the way to the Father? Thanks for joining us today.